أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تخشوهم واخشوني وليتم نعمتي عليكم ولعلكم تهتدون. With regard to this part of the ayat, فلا تخشوهم واخشوني, based on the occasion of the changing of the qibla, then the comments the people made, the criticisms from the Jews also, from the Christians also, and from the polytheists, the atheists, the mushrikeen of Makkah also. So Allah Ta'ala says, do not fear them. That is all the criticism that they make. Do not fear them. Wakhshawni, fear me. That is, fear only Allah Ta'ala. From here, ulama have written, in view of criticism of people, and this is right in the family also. For example, the husband wants to keep a wife, and husband wants to keep a beard, and the wife discourages him and she criticizes it all. Or the wife wants to go in parda and the husband discourages and stops her. So in all these matters, whether it is in the family, whether it is in the community, or whether it is in the whole ummah, or whether it is regard with non-Muslims who criticize and who pass funny remarks about the commands of Islam, especially like about the feminists now, what things they are saying about rights of women, etc. So in all these matters, Allah Ta'ala says, don't fear them, fear me, see what my commands are, what all the criticisms are, what all remarks they are passing, don't fear them. If you fear them and you don't fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala, this will be a cause of great loss and punishment for you. And if you observe Allah's commandments and you don't fear them, that will be your success and a cause of great reward from Allah Ta'ala. So this principle we should always remember. One Sahabi advised Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the time of his Khilafat that with regard to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, don't be afraid of people. Enforce the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And with regard to the rights of the people, fear Allah Ta'ala. Fulfill the rights of the people also and fear Allah Ta'ala. Such clear guidelines are given to us, so we don't have to be confused in any matter. And in all this, if we look at it from a dunya's point of view, we will come to a different conclusion. If we look at it from a deeni point of view, Quran and Hadith, what does the Quran and Hadith tell us? That will be a different conclusion we will come to. So in all these matters, we should follow what Allah Ta'ala and what His Rasul has commanded us, and then a person will have itminan, contentment in his heart also, and great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala further says, the changing of the Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas towards the Kaaba, وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْتَدُونَ, اور اس راستے کے کامل کرو تم پر فضل اپنا اور تاکہ تم پاؤ سیدھی راہ. And Allah Ta'ala says that I wanted to complete my ni'mati, my special ni'mat on you. That is, namaz is the greatest ni'mat after iman. And in this namaz, to make it even a more greater ni'mat, Allah says, face the Kaaba. Because that is, as we had explained before us a few times, that when Allah, with this whole world, Allah made it, it was only water. And then a bubble appeared where the Kaaba Sharif is. And then sand from there and ground and earth as we know it, Allah spread it out and rolled it out in the whole world. Then Allah Ta'ala said, اِئِتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا, come in my obedience and be obedient to me willingly or even unwillingly, you have to. Then the first part of the whole earth that spoke was that spot where the Kaaba is, and said that I will come willingly to you. Allah Ta'ala loved this soul greatly. And today whoever will face that direction, Allah will favor him with his great, great favors also. So in namaz, which is the highest form of ibadah, Allah gave us the highest qibla and direction that is facing the Kaaba. And together with that, when we face the Kaaba in any matters, making of tilawat, zikr, anything, good, righteous things, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's great favors are directed towards us. And at the same time, we should remember the respect and honor of the Kaaba. So when we are sleeping, or even ordinarily, never stretch our legs to the Qibla, unless somebody has got he's handicapped and he have to stretch his legs in namaz, he will have to stretch it to the Qibla, unfortunately. But he also is not happy, he can't help it. But like that, willingly to stretch our legs at any time to the Qibla, not correct also, and it is great deprivation for us. Similarly, we should even check, all of us, our toilets at home, whether they are not facing the Qibla. To face the Qibla when in toilet or our back facing it is also a cause of great harm and deprivation to a person. In short, any disrespect to the Qibla. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, should take as far as possible precaution when he should take off his shoes and put them like in a shoe rack. Many shoe racks also face towards the Qibla. But though this is not for us, but this shows the great respect, he should not let his shoes also face the Qibla. When he should put his walking stick next to him, for example, he shouldn't let the bottom of the walking stick face towards the Qibla. The walking stick is also like one leg of ours, a third leg. And to let that leg face the Qibla is also disrespect. So we should face it the other way, that the handle be towards the Qibla and the leg of it at the opposite side of the Qibla. So we learn from these great, great people the great respects of Qibla. And a person who will respect the Kaaba and Qibla, great, great goodness will come to him. At the same time, we must be very conscious also. Almost all the hotels now that are built in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, the beds are arranged such a way that their legs face towards Qibla. And the toilets are almost all that they are facing the Kaaba. They are all planned by non-Muslims, and this is what they are doing right at the Kaaba. They are making the toilets face towards Qibla, or the back of the toilet facing towards Qibla. So we should try and as far as possible turn ourselves and not face the Qibla when we have to use those toilets. May Allah give us the adab and the great barakat of Kaaba, of that honorable place, and save us from any and all disrespect of it. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.